Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Most gracious and most heavenly Father. It is in Jesus' name, Father God, that we come this morning with an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving to say thank you, Father God, for another day to serve you, another day to rise and shine and give you the glory, another day, Father God, to give, another day to receive, another day, Father God, to serve in your kingdom, Father God. We want to bless you even right now, Father, for we realize that it did not have to be. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, we say thank you for watching over us as we slept and as we slumber, Father, and how you have ushered us into a brand new day that we have not seen, we have not known, Father God. Glory be to God, but a day that you have made. So therefore, Father, we come rejoicing, and Father, and we decree that we are glad in it. Father, we say thank you for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that the devil has set up to come, Father God, against us, against our families, against our destiny on this day, Father God, as we stand on your promises to decree and to declare that it shall not take root, it shall not prosper, and it shall not come to pass. Oh, Father, we thank you for the gift of this day. We thank you for the anointing in it. We thank you for fresh oil, Father God, as a deer panteth after the waters, Father God. Our soul longeth after thee. You alone are our heart's desire. And we say thank you, Father God. You're just so good to us. All the time, Father God, and we bless you, Father. God, we pray for those who do not know you in the pardoning of their sins. Father God, in the name of Jesus, that this day, Father God, somebody somewhere will respond to the gospel message, Father, in a positive way and surrender their hearts and their minds to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We thank you, Father God, for all those who have come into the body of Christ, Father God, but even last night, yesterday, last week, Father God, 10 years ago, 50 years ago, regardless, we just want to bless you for the body of Christ, Father, our brothers and sisters, Father God, in faith. Thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. Thank you for Jesus Christ, our chief intercessor. Father, we bless you for a host of angels around us, Father God. Oh, Father, we thank you for an open heaven. We thank you for the gift of salvation. Father God, we say thank you, Father God, for eternal life. We say thank you for absolutely, absolutely in all things we give you praise. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We say thank you for this ministry, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for our journey. Thank you for our beginning. Thank you, Father God, definitely where we're going and where we're going in you, because you're the one that's taking us, Father God. So we say thank you for teaching us as we go, Father God, for truly we are in training for reigning. And so we bless you and we magnify you. Now, Father, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day, Father God, hallelujah, for hallelujah, new mercies, Father God, that we see. We embrace it. We say thank you for it. And now we surrender the day back over to you, Father, that you may unfold it according to your will being done in earth as it is in heaven. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you that your word will not return unto you void. Thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for expanding our capacity to receive, Father God. So if we receive more, we can give more. We thank you for expanding our audience, Father. And so, Father, we just thank you for that privilege. And, Father, we ask that you would touch the hearts of our audience to respond to us, Father, so that we might get to know them personally, Father, and pray for them personally, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for every prayer partner. Thank you, Father God, for their families. Thank you, Father God. Lord, thank you. Thank you. If we had 10,000 tongues, it would not be sufficient for us to express our gratitude to you, because, Father, we offer you praise on this day. Now, Father, have your way. Have your way, Father God. May you and you alone be glorified. Your people edified. Satan is already horrified, and Jesus Christ is the Lord. Thank you, Father. Lord, and as you told your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever. And the church did say, amen, amen, amen. And the church said, amen again. We bless be the name of the Lord. Good morning, 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 morning. Top of the morning to you and to you and to you. And welcome back to the Life Where Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. Where we are celebrating him and lifting him up on this beautiful morning, a day that he has made. TGIF. Today, God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. We want to welcome all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Thank you so much for chiming in. Let us encourage you that you have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Amen. Why? Because Jesus Christ is here and Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. So please enjoy the services today to the extent you just keep on coming back. Amen. We meet on this platform 7 days a week, Monday through Saturdays at this hour, and then Sundays at 12 o'clock noon. Amen. Visit our website at lifewordjesus.org, www.lifewordjesus.org. Find out more about our ministry. Amen. We have an altar of prayer where we meet 5 times a week. 5 days a week, but we meet more than 5 times a week. Oh, we meet more than 5 times a week, and we have a very active, a powerful, anointed prayer altar. Amen. And you can come lay your prayer requests. We have Bible study. Amen. Glory be to God on Wednesday nights. Amen. We just have spiritual warfare training. Amen. And more to come. And more to come. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. I am Dr. Alfreda Bradford. Amen. Out of Philadelphia. It is a pleasure to be used by God in this capacity. Amen. To serve. Amen. Hallelujah. Lifting up the King. Amen. And allowing the King of glory. Amen. To come in. Amen. So we just pray that everyone is excited today. Amen. Why? Because Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Amen. We don't get ruffled with the news, but we do listen. We do listen. And they say the COVID numbers are going back up. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised, beloved. Amen. I don't like to speak doom and gloom unless the Holy Spirit gives it to me. Amen. But I already spoke a word of prophecy to let y'all know that it's going to get worse. Now, I don't know if it's going to be COVID-19 or COVID-21. I already told y'all it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. Why? Because, beloved, we are at the end of the age. We are in the beginning of sorrows. It's going to get worse. Glory be to God. Not only that, amen, one of the bishops, amen, Bishop Collins, I shared with you guys his book if you wanted to read it. And all of his prophecies have come true. Every single prophecy. He prophesied 9-1-1. Glory be to God. He 10 years before that happened, he prophesied, beloved, this COVID-19, I think about 3 years before it happened. Glory be to God. And every one of his prophecies has come true. Glory be to God. And he said there's going to be thousands of plagues on the earth. He said it's going to get to the point where people are just going to be walking and dropping dead. I believe him, beloved. Not to get us scared, because as long as we dwell in the house of the Lord, we in good shape. Amen. We just got to see what we can do to get some other people in there with us. As long as we abide in God's house, we're going to be okay. Because not only are we living in the worst of times, see, the good news is we're living in the best of times. Amen. Hallelujah. Why? Because Jesus, amen, is on his way back. And today might be the day. Now, I am not the preacher this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to thank God. Amen. For our evangelist. Amen. She's back. Amen. Hallelujah this morning. And we want to thank God for her. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. A ready word. I spoke to her last night. It was kind of late. I said, Sister Erica, what's the title of your message? She said, I don't know. And I said, I understand. I said, I just taught about that on Bible study. Sometimes we don't know. We don't know to the last minute what the Lord going to say, because he's the one that's saying it. The people have to understand that. Amen. When you hear from a true man or woman of God, you're not hearing from them. You're hearing from God speaking to them. See? And that's why we have to honor the men and women of God, because it's not them speaking. It's God speaking through them. That's why he says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. When you come against a man or woman of God, you're not coming against them. You're coming against God. See? So I told her, I said, yeah, I understand. I understand. Sometimes I come, amen, beloved. And there's been times, amen, God didn't give me the message until I opened my mouth. But I had enough faith to still call in. I didn't call out and say, hey, y'all, we're not having no service today because there's no word from the Lord. I just had faith enough to know that God was going to give it to me when I needed it. You see? And I said a little word of prayer. When I opened my mouth, he took over. And that's the way I like it. Because I don't want nobody to hear from me, because I don't have nothing to say. Alfreda Bradford don't have nothing to say. But Lord help me. But Lord help me. That's all I got to say. All right? Everything else is the Holy Ghost. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. So she's back. Amen. If you're new to this ministry, amen. She is my middle daughter. Amen. She is a preacher. She is a teacher. Amen. She's a graphic designer. My God, this girl is good. She's good. Amen. You have to see some of Erica's work about creating websites and creating flyers, creating business cards, creating t-shirts, creating masks. My God, I don't know. I think she has a little fashion boutique now that she's all her creative designs. The girl is just gifted in creativity. Amen. And so she got it, and she's humble with it. Amen. And she has her own ministry now. Glory be to God. And she's working it, and she's allowing the Holy Spirit to use her. Amen. And so to be a young woman. Amen. We just want to thank God for that. Glory be to God. Let me see. When I was 31, what was I doing when I was 31? Well, I was saved. Hallelujah for that. Hallelujah for that. I have been saved for about 7 years. Amen. But I wasn't doing what she's doing. I'll tell you that. I wasn't doing what she's doing. So we want to thank God for her. Amen. So without any further ado, amen, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others, amen, our evangelist. Her name, and well, she goes under the name of Minister Erica Denise, which is how you can find her on her website, et cetera, et cetera. Amen. Minister Erica Denise. Amen. That we might receive her this morning. Amen. For her grace and for her abilities. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Minister Erica, and the floor is yours.
Everybody arise, shine, give God the glory, rise, shine, give God the glory, rise, shine. Give God the glory, soldier of the cross. Everybody ought to rise, shine. Give God the glory, rise, shine. Give God the glory, rise, shine. Give God the glory, soldier of the cross. We say if you love him, why not serve him? If you love him, why not serve him? If you love him, why not serve him? Soldiers of the cross. We say if you love him, why not serve him? serve him if you love him? Why not serve him, soldiers of the cross? Everybody ought to rise, shine, give God the glory. Rise, shine, give God the glory. Rise, shine, give God the glory. Soldier of the cross. Father God, we come to say thank you yet one more time for another day. Oh God, the blessing and the beauty of another day. God, we say thank you. We say thank you for the rising of the sun and the going down of the same. Thank you for watching over us as we slept and as we slumbered. Father God, thank you for the breaking of day. We say thank you for this is the day which you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we have never in our lives seen Thursday, March 25th of 2021. And we say thank you for the blessing of this day. God, give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily provision. Give us this day our daily strength. Give us this day our daily productivity. God, we say thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Good morning, family. We're family. This is family. Family, good morning, good morning. I bring you good news and great tidings from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Amen. As my mother already stated, she asked me last night around 10 o'clock, we're praying to hear a word from you. What she said was, praying to hear a word from you in the morning. I said, yeah, I'm praying to hear a word from me too, because the days, my schedule's very productive, very hectic. I just got finished teaching a Bible study lesson last night. So to get my thoughts together to come to bring forth a morning message, I don't force it. I don't force it. I allow God to use me however he wants to use me. I laid in my bed after taking a shower last night around 11:30. I tried opening up my Bible. It didn't work out. I said, okay, God, if it's okay with you, I'm going to go ahead and go to sleep. But what I will do is set my alarm for 4:30 so I can wake up and be prepared. And that is what happened. He was already downloading in my dreams what he would have me to speak on. God will meet you the other half of the way. Please trust me. And when I say, that's why we're so grateful that God judges the heart. Man looks at the outward appearance, but God judges the heart. God knew my heart. He knew I was tired. And I bargained with him. Like, God, if you just let me go to sleep, I'll set my alarm for 4:30, and I'll get up. And my alarm didn't even have to go off to wake me up. I was up before 4:30. So I thank God for his spirit. I thank God for his presence. I thank God because I'm passionate about what I do, that it makes it that much sweeter. Amen. Even though I get tired, and even though sometimes I don't want to really do the ministry work, I'm still passionate about it. So this morning, the subject is rise and shine, rise and shine, rise and shine. Saints, oh, gosh, I really don't believe this is – I believe what God has given me to give you this morning is more of a declaration. I don't know if I'm going to be really preaching or teaching to you in the next 20 minutes or so. I believe it's more of a declaration. However the declaration comes about, I just bear with me. I feel God is telling me this morning not to really preach, not to really teach, to give you a few snippets, give you a few verses, but to declare unto you what thus saith the Lord. I believe I have a direct message from God's mouth to my ears for you this morning, whoever is listening. Amen. So as I was resting and as God was downloading to me what to say this morning, I believe that he is telling me to tell you, I don't know, Pastor Bradford, could you just give me approximately how many guests are on the line this morning, if that's okay? Do you have that number?
Live callers, we have 20 live callers. I mean, I don't know how many otherwise. I'm not able to table that at the moment.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay, so there are approximately 20 people listening in this morning. God bless you. That's a good number for a 6 a.m. call. Congratulations to each and every one of you. That's beautiful. I know, listen, it could be more, it could be less, but for 20 dedicated saints to call in 6 a.m. where you could be slobbering right now and turning over on your pillow, that's commendable. So I want to give hats off to each and every one of you. Yes, that's beautiful. God bless you. So for approximately 20 people to be listening to me right now, I have a word for you. If you would give me just a few minutes of your time and take in this direct message from God, this declaration. I don't know how many of you have visited the ministry's website. Pastor Bradford, every time I come on to the prayer line, Pastor Bradford is always giving announcements. And I don't think many of us, and I'm guilty of it myself, many of us really don't take heed to the announcements. I don't know if we consider it an important part of the itinerary or not. But she usually starts off her message, her introduction with giving God praise, saying thank you to you for tuning in. She gives the schedule, the ministry schedule. She gives a website. She says basically the same thing every morning in her introduction. She said, visit the website, www.lifewordjesus.org. I don't know how many of you have ever taken the opportunity to really go onto the website to see what this ministry is all about. Now, I know a lot of you only associate this ministry with a 6 a.m. prayer call or a midday prayer call or evening prayer call or a 5 or 6 day a week prayer call, but it's so much more to this ministry. And for those of you who are full-time members of this ministry, or for those of you who aren't full-time members but just are ministry partners, now is the time, if you are truly in supportive of the mission, not necessarily Pastor Bradford, but if you are supportive of the mission in which God has given Pastor Bradford for Life Word Jesus, now is the time to rise and shine and link arms with Pastor Bradford. Just in case you never visited the website, just in case you don't know what the vision statement is, I'm going to tell it to you right now. The vision statement for Life Word Jesus is to raise up a nation of radical and successful believers living an abundant life full of tangible evidence. The vision is to raise up a nation of radical and successful believers living an abundant life full of tangible evidence. Can you agree that this vision statement has hit home for you? Can you agree that Pastor Bradford and this ministry and the ministry partners that come on to exhort the word, that come on to pray, can you agree that the vision is being fulfilled? If you can say yes, if you can shake your head and say, yes, Sister Erica, I agree that the vision is being fulfilled. It is now time to take this to the next level. Pastor Bradford has already mentioned that we are living in the worst of times, yet the best of times. Jesus is soon to return. So things are going to get worse in the earthly realm. There's no doubt about it. But he still is taking care of his own. We don't even have to look too far into the future to understand this. We can just look right here in the present. COVID-19 has struck a devastating time. People have died. People have gotten sick. We've been locked in our houses. But for many of us, this has been a really good time. Most of us have received more money than we ever received. Many of us have started businesses. So we're living in the worst of times right now. But for those of us who are linked in, we're living the best of times. So that's how it's going to continue to flow. But this is a ministry. For those of you who are a part of this ministry, you're chiming in the calls. You're giving your tithes and your offerings, sending in your donations. For those of you who are ministry partners, whether you're in Philadelphia, Kansas City, wherever you're located, will you be more involved with building this ministry so it can continue to fill the vision? This ministry is absolutely 100% established on prayer. This ministry would never get away from prayer. It is established in prayer. It is rooted and it is grounded in prayer. And we thank God for the awesomeness, for the work that he has done through these tremendous 6 a.m. prayer calls, through these tremendous noonday prayer calls, through these tremendous 5 days a week, 6 days a week prayer calls, where many of you are hosting the prayer calls at different hours. We thank God for the established work of the people who come together to pray. It's beautiful, but this ministry, where it is going, it's more than just about a prayer call. It's more than just a church. It's more than just a prayer call. It is time for all of us who are partners to this ministry to pull our resources together and to work it as a team. I don't know if many of you really understand the daily schedule Pastor Bradford has. First of all, let me say this. I didn't run this message by my mother. I did not tell my mother what I was going to be speaking about. She has no clue. Every week, she has no clue what God has given me to give to you. I don't know half the time what God is going to give me to give to you before it's time for me to get on this phone. But I believe every time he gives me a message, it's an on-time message. And I feel in my spirit that there are, for approximately 20 people to be on this phone, there are 20 people, some of us with the same gifts, some of us with different gifts, some of us with the same talent, some of us with different talents, some of us that got multiple talents, where if we could pull in together to link arms, to not only to support Pastor Bradford, but to support one another. We Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries in 2021 should have a business directory just within the 20 people that is on this call right now. We shouldn't have to go to Craigslist to look for anybody. We shouldn't have to go to Angie's List to research anybody. We shouldn't have to look in the newspaper, in the yellow pages to find anybody. There are 20 capable people listening in right now where each and every one of us should be able to call on one another to get the job done. And Pastor Bradford, God bless her big heart, she is taking on more responsibility and roles than one person should have to do alone. The church is to work as a team. The idea of a church is for all of us to come together to work as a team. Before I move on, let me give you some scripture. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 through 25 says, let us consider how we spur one another, how we stir up one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more you see the day approaching. Romans 12, 4 through 9 says, for just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, though many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others, we have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it's to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil and cling to what is good. There's somebody, I'm not the only one good at graphic design. There's somebody within this network, within this ministry, that's also good at design. There is somebody who's listening who's great in administrative skills. There's somebody on this line who's great at leading, pulling together a team. There's somebody on this line who's great at finances and accounting. There's somebody on this line that's great at hospitality services. There's somebody on this line that is great with putting on fundraisers and putting on networking events. There's somebody on this line that is great at cooking and loves to cook and to feed people. There's somebody on this line that feels lost and don't know what to be really doing with their talents and with their gifts. There's somebody on this line that God has put me on here this morning to let you know, will you help Pastor Bradford? Will you come bring your talents and your gifts to the storehouse? Will you volunteer your time and your efforts and to help to really build this ministry? What I'm asking is, while you're doing what you're doing now with the ministry, I'm asking that you don't get comfortable here because it's growing. I'm asking, if you could hear my heart right now, God is saying, do not get comfortable right here. God is asking, will you bring more of your resources and more of your talents and more of your gifts to help this ministry grow? You're already doing it. You're already doing it. Your labor has not been in vain thus far. Will you step in a little bit more and link up with Pastor Bradford and see what she needs so that this vision of raising a nation of radical and successful believers will continue to grow? I have an assignment for you. I told you this morning it was more of a declaration. I don't know who's going to obey. I don't know who's going to listen. That's not my job. This is, it's between you and God now. If you feel God talking to you right now, that's between you and him. I have an assignment for you. I have an assignment. I don't have an assignment. The Holy Spirit has an assignment for you. And the assignment is that when, before this day is over, to text or call Pastor Bradford. Text her what you are good at. Pastor Bradford, your skill set. Are you a mechanic? Are you a plumber? Are you hands-on? Do you like to be hands-on? Do you like to be upfront and personal? Do you like to be more behind the scenes? Are you more good in administrative? Are you good in hospitality? Text or email or call Pastor Bradford your skill set. Text her your pros and your cons. Let her know what you are good at and let her know what you are not good at. Pastor Bradford, get ready with a pen and paper to receive the text, the calls, and the emails from your ministry partners and make a list of your ministry partners' names, their skill set, what they're good at, and what they are not good at. Pastor Bradford, as the people who want to help you further in this ministry, start to assign them tasks. Because the work is getting too heavy for you, Pastor Bradford. I have no idea why God has me saying all of this right now. But it is time for all of us to rise and to shine, give God the glory, rise and shine, and help Pastor Bradford where we can. Respectfully so. Because love is more than words. It's an action. Please, ma'am, and please, sir, hearken unto the declaration that the Lord has brought forth this morning. And if you would like to help the furtherance of this ministry, if you would like to serve on a deeper basis, please call, text, or email Pastor Bradford your skill set, what you're good at. Send her about five little nuggets of what you're good at and then five little nuggets of what you're not good at so she can know, okay, well, this person don't like to do this, so I won't put them to that. Or this person is really, really, really likes this, so I'll assign them to that. And Pastor Bradford, as they start coming in, pray over it, pray over the list, pray over the skill sets, and ask God to help you to assign the appropriate task. A wealth of knowledge here. There is a wealth of resources right here this morning. And in return, what you are helping Pastor Bradford to do, you are going to reap so much benefit and harvest from it. Because what's about to happen now is, as the people now have decided to come together to work, as Nehemiah 4 and 6 says, so we built the wall, and the wall was joined together, for the people had a mind to work. And for those of you who will obey the voice of the Lord this morning, you're going to reap the benefit. You know how? Because when people start coming together, this is how resources are built. Though, for those of you who might need a helping hand in the finance and finances, there will be a pot of money ready and available to assist those within the ministry to help in the financial need. Because now Pastor Bradford has an assistant. Now Pastor Bradford has a person good at finances. Now Pastor Bradford has an HR assistant. Now Pastor Bradford has a team who's collecting the emails and the phone calls of the people who need financial assistance. Nobody will ever have to go hungry again because Pastor Bradford has a team of people who has a food bank and who is ready and willing to assist somebody and say, oh, you need food? Well, Pastor Bradford, somebody just sent in a request that they need food. So we got some canned goods, and we got some fresh vegetables, and a brother such and such said that he's available at 2 o'clock to go and to deliver the food. Guys, come on. Who's here with me? Who's ready to start the scholarship fund? We know some people that's trying to get back into school. We know somebody who wants to further their education. Well, guess what? I'm a part of a ministry called Life Word Jesus, and we got a scholarship. We got a scholarship ready. We got some grants ready. This cannot be done by Pastor Bradford alone. Can the people come together? Will you come together? Can we link arms together? The more we link arms, the bigger our circle grows. The more we link arms, the bigger the resources grow. The more we link arms, the bigger the vision grows. Let me say this. I'm almost done. Those of you who aren't hip to technology, for those of you who say, I don't know how to work this Facebook. I don't know how to work these new phones. It's time for you to start signing up for some courses. The era in which we are living in and the era that we are moving into, if you don't keep up with the times, you will get lost in the sauce. The free library offers free courses for you to know how to work the computer, for you to know how to work the new phones, for you to know how to work social media. I live in Mount Airy. For those of you who live in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia, there's a business resource place called Mount Airy Learning Tree. I hope you're writing this down. I hope somebody's listening. I hope somebody's writing this down. Mount Airy Learning Tree, and look within your own neighborhood. There should be different business resources that offer discounted courses. Let me say this again for those of you who are hearkening unto the voice of the Lord right now. The free library offers free courses. Take advantage of it. Mount Airy Learning Tree, if you're in Cheltenham has a business resource. Look within your community and take advantage of the resources. YouTube, you don't got to be that hip to go onto the computer, go to your web browser, type in www.youtube.com. There's a page that's going to pop up with another search bar. In that search bar, you can type anything. You can type in how to operate Facebook, how to operate social media, how to operate the new phones. I pray that I am giving you some very practical ways on how to, number one, to continue just not to support this ministry, but to support yourselves. Support yourselves. Nobody's not just going to hand you something. Nobody's just not going to drop something in your lap. You got to go for it. You got to go for it. I want to help somebody come out of their comfort zone this morning. You just got to do it. You got to do it. And I'm very sensitive. I am very sensitive to know that sometimes it's hard to just go try something and do something you never did before, and you've been doing it this way for years. Why change it up now? I want to help you to come out of your comfort zone because the times are changing. And if you can't get – if somebody can't instruct you from home, if Minister Erica Bradford can't come out of love this morning and come to give you some direction and come to give you some conviction and come to give you some encouragement, if you can't receive the word from home, where can you receive it from? Accept the challenge this morning. Accept the declaration this morning. Accept the assignment this morning. Go ahead and send Pastor Bradford your skill set. Link arms so you can help build her storehouse, and it can in return build your storehouse. Some of you have businesses that won't start until you come in and link on with Pastor Bradford. Some of you want to start a catering business. Some of you want to start a store. I'm telling you, it's within the circle right here. It's within this network right here. Do the research. Take advantage of the free courses. Is available to you if you would just work it. So this is a word of God. The last Bible verse, 1 Peter 4-10, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another. as good stewards of God's varied grace. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another. And I pray that you will obey the word of God on today. You be blessed. Rise and shine. It's time to get up and to work. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Perfect timing. Minister Erica, that was perfect. You was about 30 seconds off. I did a good 30-minute workout on the stepper, 1,200 steps in 30 minutes. I'm getting there, saints. Amen. That was perfect. Lord, I normally try to do it afterwards. I was able to do it while Erica was ministering. Thank you, Jesus. I have so much on my agenda today, I got to get the extra energy. Amen. So if you call me and I'll get right back to you, amen, you know I'm calling, amen. Hallelujah. Y'all know I'm the texting queen and the email queen. Amen. Thank God for using you. Sister Shannon came yesterday on the same note that you're coming, but you took it a little bit deeper and a little bit higher. Amen. Glory be to God. You took it more in depth. And so we want to thank God because God is speaking. Amen. Matter of fact, I received a phone call from a text message this morning from the prophet. Amen. About a dream. Amen. That she had. Amen. So God is definitely, amen, expanding us. So we just want to thank God. Amen. I love. I'm in submission to the Holy Spirit. Beloved, we say, amen. We said last night, God has several ways of speaking to you. God speaks primarily through his word. God speaks through dreams and visions. God speaks through circumstances. And God speaks through other people. Amen. And I had no idea that Erica was coming on this note. But the time is now. The time is now, beloved. Amen. So we just want to thank God because this ministry is God's hand is on us. That's all we want to say. And we don't know where we're going to end up. We don't know where we're going to end up. So we want to thank God for that we are humble for wherever he's taking us. We're submitted and we're obedient and we're moving in faith. Amen. And so I want to thank God for each and every one of you, our live listeners, and those of you that are listening across the globe. We know you're listening on the internet. We know you're listening. Amen. And so we thank God for you and we thank God for you responding. Amen. And so to God be all the praise, the glory, and honor. Rise and shine. Amen. And give God the glory. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. All right. Erica, let them know where to find you. Give them your website address again.
Yes. Pastor Bradford, I just want to speak a prophetic word right now. The building in which you need to be looking for, don't just look for a building to have church. This business is going to be a community resource building, and you need to find a building where it's big enough to house all of the networking opportunities right here on this phone. Because the people are going to begin to flood you with text messages and calls today. You need to find a building big enough for the resources. So the classes that your ministry partners are going to be looking into to help further their business, they are going to now be helping other people with their business through your building. So look for a building that can be a resource center, not just a church, but it's a resource center. So put that on your list. You're not looking for a building just to have church. You're looking for a building to serve the homeless. You're looking for a building to feed the homeless, to clothe the homeless. You're looking for a building to start daycares and for childcare. Look for that kind of specific kind of commercial building in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you for your time and attention. Some of you have been reaching out to me through email and through text messages and through sending me cards in the mail. And I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. You know who you are. I appreciate every card, every dollar, every encouraging word. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you. for those of you who are hip to Facebook, who know how to use Facebook just a little bit, tomorrow night, me and my girlfriend, my business partner, we are launching something new on Facebook tomorrow. Nobody knows about it. You have to find out what the surprise launch is tomorrow around, I believe it's around 8 o'clock tomorrow on Facebook. Just go under my page, Erica Bradford, and the video should pop right up. We have a surprise launch for the business that we just put together. So if you forget any of this, you can go to my website, ericadenise.com. ericadenise.com. Learn more about me. Learn more about this surprise launch that is happening tomorrow night. And to God be all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name.
Amen. And to God be the glory, honor, and praise. Congratulations, Sister Erica. Amen. On your new launch. Amen. Whatever that is. Amen. Glory be to God. And Lord's willing, we'll be checking in. Let's see, we have 10 o'clock prayer tomorrow, so that's not a conflict of interest. Amen. We promote anything as long as it's not a conflict with our regular schedule, so I'm sure we'd be off by 10. And we know that God is speaking to Sister Erica, because Sister Erica did not know that I have already given our realtor, Elder Carte, instructions on the type of building. And I think some of you might have heard me speak. I said, we don't want a church. Amen. We don't want a store. We don't want a church front. Amen. We'll take a building. Amen. A community center. Amen. It could be a bank. It could be whatever, because we want the church there and we want multiple offices. Amen. And so Erica did not even know that our Elder Carte is already on assignment to find this particular building. So when the Lord gives us the green light to go back in, we're going back into, it's going to be called the Wealth Complex. That's the name of the building. It's the Wealth Complex. And it's going to house, amen, classrooms for training. Glory be, it's going to house our church. It's going to house our media room. It's going to house everything under one stop, one umbrella. So Erica didn't even know that thing. So that's why we know God is speaking. And that's why the Lord is saying, let's pull all of our resources together, financial, your gifts, your talents, all of that, because we're going to have plenty of room and you want to be a part of it on ground level. Amen. And so God gave me the vision years ago. Amen. But now is the time. Now is the set time and the set season. Amen. So thank you, Erica, for God using you. Amen. Our form of announcements, we're going to be at the altar of prayer today at 12 and then back at 9 o'clock tonight. Now, at 8 o'clock, they are interviewing me tonight on ICN Network. It's going to be on, for March is what, Women's Entrepreneur Month or something. So they're interviewing me tonight at 8 o'clock. Amen. On this, so it'll be on Facebook. YouTube, amen. So just go to Facebook. I'll make sure he connected with my Facebook page, amen. So they will be interviewing me tonight at 8 o'clock. So we just want to thank God for it, amen. So it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day in the neighborhood, amen. And to God be praise, glory, and all the honor. I believe that is it for right now, Erica. I will put that on my calendar, 8 o'clock on Friday for your new launch, whatever it is. Amen. Glory be to God. Even Mama gonna be shocked, but I know whatever it is, the guy got his hands on it. Amen. So we bless the Lord, Father. We say thank you for Minister Erica coming to you used in a different way, Father God. She still brought forth the word, but she brought forth, Father God, in a spirit of authority. She brought it forth, Father God, in a spirit of love. She brought it forth. And Father God, what she said, we needed to hear and we needed to receive, Father God. And we needed to receive, starting from me on down, Father God, in Jesus' name. And so we just want to say thank you for the expansion of this ministry, Father God. Father God, we say thank you for the expansion of this ministry, Father. We need it, Father God. Joyce Myers have hundreds of people working for her. T.D. Jakes have hundreds of people working for him, Father, in the ministry that you gave these people. They have hundreds of people. And so, Father God, we just want to say thank you. We just want to say thank you for expanding the ministry, Father. For hundreds of people, hundreds of businesses, hundreds of entrepreneurs, Father God, a global network rising up, a nation of radical and successful believers, Father God. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Bless Erica's new launch. Whatever it is, Father God, we just ask your blessings on it, Father God, because we know it's God ordained. And we say thank you. Meet us at the altar of prayer today. Bless the prayer warriors as they come, Father God. Use them for your glory, your honor, and your praise. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father. Lead us, God, and direct us in the way you would have us to go. Show us your pathway for provisions. Help us not to lean to our own understanding, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you for a blessed day, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We bind absolute. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it definitely will not and shall not come to pass. And we say thank you. Thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And we seal this service, Father God, by the word, the blood, and the spirit. And we cast it at Jesus' feet, Father, decreeing and declaring that it cannot and it will not be broken. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now to him who's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the church said, amen, amen, amen. And the church said, amen, again. That Satan is defeated, a darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of kings, and Jesus Christ is the Lord of lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Everybody have a most glorious, victorious, powerhouse, miraculous day in Jesus' name. Thank you again, Minister Erica. We appreciate you.
Don't know how, but you did it. You made a way. Standing here, not knowing how we'll get through this test. But holding on to faith, you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this. Figured out, and you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap within your arms and step in. And everything we need you to supply, you got this in control. And now we know that you. When our backs were
against the wall, and it looked as if it was over,
Lord, you made a way. And we're standing here,
and we're standing here
only because
you made a way.
And you moved.
All right. Rise and shine, saints. Amen. And continue to give God the glory. Amen. Love you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Pastor Alfreda, signing out.